All right, who's next? Oh, it's you. Why are you here? I see. Do you actually have allergies for which you need this daily over-the-counter allergy medication? Or is it merely an excuse to see me? Fine. Here's your pill for today. Go take it and don't come back unless you're bleeding or have a broken bone. Of course you already took today's dose. In that case, just go away. A problem? What kind of problem? If you're wasting my time again, fine. Come with me. Trousers and underwear down and bend over the end of the exam table. Try to relax. It'll make it easier on both of us. Let me see. Gloves, lube. Did you lie to me again? No? Then what's your problem? You requested that I examine you once more, and as your prostate was the only part of your reproductive system that I didn't check, I thought I should probably start there. Hold still and relax. Relax. Push out. No? I'll have to do it the long way then. Yes, I am rubbing it. Because you're entirely too uptight. That's why. Punish you for that. I am tempted. But no. I'm just going to keep teasing you for another 30 seconds or so, then try again. There we go. Hold still. Is that... no. Ah, there's the little devil. Yes, well, that feels normal. No pain when I do this. No, that wasn't a sound of pain at all, was it? All right, you can stand up and turn around. And your penis still appears to be normal. Yes, an erection or partial erection is a perfectly natural reaction to having your prostate stimulated. I don't think I need to take another sample of seminal fluid. No. Arguing with me is not going to help. Having your pants down around your knees only adds to your lack of dignity. Do you want me to involve the headmistress? Because I most certainly will. With the understanding that I am not going to have intercourse with you, what is it that you want? Besides not having the headmistress involved. You aren't actually sure. God, they do not pay me enough for this. Turn around and bend over again, because I'm going to remind you not to waste my time. You have dripped pre-cum onto the footrest of the exam table. I think I'm beginning to see your problem. Stay right there, and you are absolutely, emphatically not to touch yourself while I am out of the room. I have spoken to the headmistress. Quit panicking. She knows nothing of your foolish insistence on being an ass. No, I only told her that I have a student that needs daily attention. Daily correction. Since you seem to have a problem that I can assist you with, I shall. However, the rules are as follows. 1. You will come to the office for your medication precisely at 7:30 a.m. 2. You will submit to whatever procedures I deem necessary, without complaint. 3. You will obey without complaint whatever instructions I may give. And last, but not at all least, 4. You will stay out of my office at all other times, unless summoned or for an actual medical issue. Do you understand? Good. Now, you are going to play with yourself until you're quite close to orgasm. No, you needn't say anything. Not now. Not until you think you're within seconds of your climax. Stop right there. Hands off. That's it. In 2 minutes, you're going to put your cock away, and you're going to get on with your day. You're not going to touch yourself. You're not going to rub your cock against anyone or anything, and you're not going to come. Eat your lunch quickly, because when you're finished with your food, you're to come see me. I have some important news for you, my desperate little horn dog. The headmistress is very sorry to hear about your little issue and would like to offer some assistance. Well, she's mostly offered to assist me rather than you. However, she did mention that she might be able to offer you some sort of help. Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask. I sort of don't care. All I know is that you're to be here 10 minutes after classes have ended for the day, and then we'll both find out. That was all. Run along now. You are right on time. You see, miss, I told you he was prompt. Our headmistress has requested a little demonstration of your interesting predicament. You know the drill, so, yes, show yourself to the headmistress. Now, turn around and assume your usual position. Good. Now, this time will be a little different. She's offered me something a bit weightier than my stick. Here, let me run it up the backs of your legs. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Now, be still and count off 10 for me. The first is... Turn around and show headmistress your dick. Yes, miss? Ah, I can certainly give him another 10. And show headmistress. Miss? I see. Of course. You heard our headmistress. Hand on your cock and start stroking. No, more slowly. That's it. Tell her what you told me. Tell her what you think about when you touch yourself. Oh? That's new. You never mentioned that before. That is true. I did refuse to tell him whether I was actually interested in fucking a woman. Well, miss, I rather thought that it was not only a rather impertinent question, but an answer best kept between the two of us. Hands to your sides now. Good boy. I can certainly retrieve a sample cup, miss. I'll be right back. Here I am, with a cup and gloves. Shall I begin stimulating him now? Of course, miss, as you say. Do you remember the rules from the last time I touched you? Yes, very good. One minor change, however, and that's to keep your hands at your sides. Now, per Mrs. Instructions, I am going to stimulate you again, and you are to declare your climax when it is imminent. Are you ready? Good. Here we go. Look at Miss. She's sitting there, watching me touch you, listening to the sounds you're making. Her breasts are even nicer than mine. Aren't you nosy? I can see them. That's how I know. Well, Miss, his cock is hot and firm. When I squeeze it and rub the head like this, he makes that noise. I can certainly go faster, Miss, of course. Are you getting close? Tell Miss how good this feels, how much you need to come. That's it, yes. I slowed down because Miss said to, and she is our headmistress. I wouldn't swear at her if I were you. And that's that. Again, 2 minutes, then put your cock away and run along. You're not to touch, rub, hump, grind, or otherwise. Oh, you've come anyway. On the floor. Impressive and disobedient. What shall we do about this, Miss? We could, or we could do something a bit more memorable. I'd like to discuss that with you in private, however. Certainly, Miss. You, boy, will be cleaning that up. Thank the headmistress for refusing to put carpet in here, won't you? Good boy. Get yourself put back together there, then clean up your mess. Adequate. Now, go do your homework. You're not to touch yourself, nor are you to allow anyone else to touch you, or to otherwise get yourself off between now and the next time I see you.